Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to play a little game of Think Fast. We like to play it on Mondays to see whose brain's working again as we kick off the week. It's all brought to you by Fast Eddie's Bon Air. So how Think Fast works is AB gives us a question because she asks the questions because her brain never thinks fast.
Mm-hmm.
So she writes the questions. And then we do a tournament style. So what are the matchups?
We have Kevin versus Alex and Hannah and Brett.
Damn, Hannah's actually really good at this game.
Thank you.
It is the first person who can yell out the answer the fastest. We do a tournament style. What's the Kevin and Alex first?
Yes. And because we are starting to pick up some of the Valentine's Day cards for our Cupid project, I do have some like Valentine's / love dating questions for
you. Okay.
So be prepared for that.
All right.
A weird place to go on a date night starting with a W.
Waffle House.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice
I think
job.
That's sweet.
Yeah, well, some people think it's weird. I'm a fan of Waffle House.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a weird place to go on a date. I think
I don't know that point should count.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll give it to you.
Wow. Okay. All right.
I was going to say Wentzville.
I can't wait for Hannah. I can't wait for AB to go on her next Waffle House date and say, oh, it wasn't weird at all, guys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
It was weird.
What is a dating red flag starting with K?
Well, Hannah said this a while back. Knives.
Knicks tickets.
Knives.
A knife collector?
Yeah.
I think Alex knives. Got it. That's Didn't it. He talk? He said it first.
And Knicks tickets? That's a red flag?
It's a red flag.
Oh, man.
Look, I don't.
They got some Knicks tickets.
They got tickets to the Knicks game. You live in the Midwest.
Oh, very suspicious. Very suspicious.
Yeah. That's a bad
really
Yeah.
Okay, so.
All right.
I think he got swept.
Knives.
Amy doesn't even know who won.
So Alex won that.
I guess so.
Clean sweep.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Hannah and Brett.
That's 2 out of 3. Here we go.
No letter association with this one.
Thank God.
Name a body part you could do without.
Leg.
Your pinky.
I mean, Brett's.
You could do without a leg?
You could?
You can,
yeah, I'm like Tigger bouncing around, man. You could get a replacement leg. Yeah, there's a lot of options out there. Yeah.
The leg's not life or death.
Yeah. I think you could do without it.
I'll give it to you.
Thank you. Mm. One away from sweeping you, Hannah.
Name any celebrity couple.
Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber.
Yep.
Wow. I actually couldn't think of a single celebrity couple for some reason. I'm like, who is still together?
Right,
I probably could have better named more
Travis
breakups.
Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that would have been a good one. Yeah, thanks, Kev.
What is something you shouldn't text your boss?
Screw you.
I love you.
I don't know who won, though.
Maybe you're the judge.
Sometimes you can tell your boss I love you.
You can. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
oh, thank you.
Okay, I'll go with
Are you kidding?
Thank you. That's how you
Sorry.
Do it. Yes. Yeah, you can say
this
I love you.
This game is stupid today. I'm done.
Championship matchups next.
Think fast.
All right, we're playing Think Fast on a Monday to see if your brain's working. It's all brought to you by Fast Eddie Bonair. Think Fast is where AB asks us a question, and then we just shout out the answer as fast as we possibly can to see if our brain is actually on and who's drank coffee. It's a championship matchup. We do a tournament style. Alex swept Kevin. I dominated Hannah in a fascinating form. It was just great. And so it'll be best of five in these questions, myself versus Alex.
All right, first question. What is something you shouldn't yell in a crowded room?
Bomb. Fire!
Alex got
bomb.
That.
Bomb.
That's both are very accurate. Exactly, both are pretty bad.
Right, yeah. AB's
bingo
dad.
Would be another one.
AB's dad.
What? Why you would you not want to yell out bingo?
Well, if you don't have
bingo, don't yell it out.
Yeah.
That's like the biggest rule ever.
I know, but what if you do have bingo?
I guess.
Then you would want to yell it out.
I think bomb is worse.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he said Bob.
No.
I think he did say Bob. That shouldn't count. You're right.
Why would that be something? But I guess if you're
Bob.
Well, anyway, name something that would be weird to cuddle with, starting with
Bob.
L.
Lice.
Ooh.
Yeah, you cuddle up with lice.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Because even if you're not cuddling with like the lice itself, if you have lice, you shouldn't be cuddling.
Right.
I agree with Brett. That's a good
That's
one.
So, I can't. No. What's a terrible flavor for toothpaste?
Bubblegum.
I think Brett got
I
it.
Cherry and bubblegum
bubblegum is good.
Right.
Horseradish. I want horseradish.
I thought I got it.
Those are not good answers.
Horseradish is
cherry
terrible.
And bubblegum are both
You guys are
good.
Both idiots.
Yes. Great. I think you can't score.
Do we
I think
skip that one and
horseradish. I'm submitting a new answer. Yeah.
You don't get 30
you
answers.
You can't submit a new answer.
That's not a rule.
All right. Then nobody gets
Why don't we let Kev decide who gets that?
Kev?
I think it's a draw. I think they both get the point.
Or both of
Okay, well, let's hope
we'll
one of you gets both of these next questions right, because I don't have another one.
Okay. But both of us gave really good answers. This was supposed
know,
to be bad.
Exactly.
Cherry and bubblegum are
both like,
man,
I'll take that as a toothpaste. Yeah.
I actually don't like bubblegum as a toothpaste, so that's why I did submit it. It's like very little kiddish.
Okay. What is not one of the five love languages, but should be?
Sleep.
Ooh.
I'll give it
to her.
Okay,
yeah. There you go.
You got to have the same sleep pattern, sleeping together, being
very good, Brett.
See, thank
there
you.
There you go.
See?
All right, last one. What is your favorite love song?
I like Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran.
Well, now we've got a tie.
Right. Hey!
What is a terrible flavor for toothpaste?
Horseradish.
Think fast!
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.